Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it's the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to worship with us in song and prayer, in the Word of God, just a time of praise and worship, setting ourselves alone and spending some time with Him. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as we do each day, bring you Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with us. Remember, there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information and be ready to take it down. And we're looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Well, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Isaiah 40:28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God as we begin this service today. Let's take a Melodies of Praise hymnal, and let's go to page 38. Clap your hands and worship with us as we sing, I'm Looking for a City. Here among the shadows, in a lonely land, with strangers, we're a band of pilgrims on the move. Through dangers burdened down with sorrow, we're shunned on every hand, but we are looking for a city built above. Oh yes, we're looking for a city where we'll never die. So sadly roam, and earthly friends no longer speak one word of love. But truly we have found contentment. Jesus promised us a home, so we are looking for a city built above. Oh yes, we're looking for a city yonder where you come, oh Holy Spirit, come, hopes renew. Hallelujah. In this land of danger, going here and there, we're simply trusting in the blessed Savior's love and mercy. Though we may be strangers living in this world of care, we're always looking for a city built above. Oh yes, we're looking for a city yonder where we'll never die. And there, the sainted millions, we will never say goodbye. And there, we'll meet our Savior. Loved ones too. Oh, won't you come? Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, our hopes renew. Hallelujah. Well, they just don't make enough time in a 15-minute broadcast to sing that as many times as I would like to. I love to lead that and sing that and worship the Lord. Well, thank you for spending some time with us today. Time is a precious commodity, and we don't want to waste 1 minute of it. And radio time is very expensive also. Isaiah 58:11 is our precious promise. And the Lord shall give thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Like an artesian spring that continually flows. I remember preaching in Mississippi a number of years ago, and a family that came to that church had an artesian well, and they had it somehow or another capped off. Well diggers and well installer people, you know more about this than I do. You people that dig wells and install pumps. Anyway, they had it capped off somewhere, and there was a pipe running out of the ground, and water continually flowed. Day or night, hot or cold, dry or wet, it didn't matter what the condition was, that artesian well continually flowed. And that's like the presence of God. Its waters fail not. It continually flows. Let's praise Him for it as we pray. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the blessings of the Lord. We're thankful, Lord, that You do guide us continually, and You satisfy our soul in drought, and You make fat our bones. Lord, and we can be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Thank You, Lord, for Your promises that You have given us in Your word. And Lord, we're glad today that we have heard and known that You're an everlasting God. You're the Lord. You're the creator of the ends of the earth. You faint not. You're not weary. And there is no searching in Your understanding. Lord, no searching of Your understanding. We thank You today for Your word. We just pray You'll have Your way in our hearts and lives today and minister to every need. And I just pray, Lord, You'll lift up the fallen and touch the sick today. And Lord, most of all, we pray You'll speak to some heart that's unsaved, and may to the day be the day that someone finds You as his or her Savior. Have Your way in our hearts and lives today. Give us grace and favor. And by the time this service has come to an end, I trust, Lord, somebody will be blessed and lifted up, drawn close to You. I want somebody to be saved today, and we make that our prayer in Jesus' name. Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord. Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again. Oh, let's praise Him one more time. Let the temple be filled with His glory. Let the courts be filled with His praise. Oh, sing it now. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again. And at the close of the service, I'll give you some contact information. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if the Lord would bless you where you could help us to keep coming to you, it would be appreciated. Here's one simply entitled, Unworthy. Unworthy am I of the grace that He gave. Unworthy to hold to His hand. Amazed that a king would reach down to a slave. This love I cannot understand. Unworthy, unworthy, a beggar in bondage and alone, but He by His grace, His mercy hath made me His own. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we're unworthy, but His grace has made us His own. Unworthy am I of the glory to come. Unworthy with angels to sing. I thrill just to know that He loves me so much. A pauper I walk with the King. Unworthy, unworthy. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we'll finish that chorus in just a second. Why don't you let us know that you're there? The mailing address, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, where you can hear the broadcast anytime and make offerings with your debit or credit card, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Unworthy, unworthy.